السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم ما بعد، الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى in the second hadith, which is hadith number 55 from the chapter of الصدق, truthfulness, قال وعن أبي محمد الحسن بن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال حفظت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك فإن الصدق طمأنينة والكذب ريبة. In this hadith, Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, the grandson of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, I remember those words from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. You know, when Hassan died, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed, how old was Hassan, do you guys know? Close to nine years old when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed. So it's about 8 years old, you could say. So he says, I remember these words from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like he heard those words from his grandfather salawatullahi wasallam alayhi. Now, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exclusively give it to him? Like he talked to Hassan and said, "Hey, da'a ma yaribuk ila ma la yaribuk," or was he speaking in general to others? And Hassan was present, so he remembered those words. So we don't know. But he said that I remember these words from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, "Da'a ma yaribuk ila ma la yaribuk." He says, give up what is doubtful to you for that which is not doubtful. Give up what is doubtful to you to that which is not doubtful. That hadith, by the way, it's one of the major ahadith in fiqh as well, in terms of usul al-fiqh, the theory of law, in regards to how to determine the validity of something, the continuity of a specific condition of a certain, let's say, ibadah and so on. It depends. So, for example, I give an example for this. If someone comes to the masjid, and by the time he gets to the door of the masjid, he now is thinking about, wait a minute, do I have wudu or I don't have wudu? Do I have wudu or I don't have wudu? So what's the standard rule? Make wudu and just get over with it? You don't have to. What was the last certainty? The thing that you have no doubt about? Having wudu or not having wudu? Like, do you know that you had wudu and you're doubting if you broke your wudu? Or you're sure that you broke your wudu and you're doubting if you made wudu afterwards? Like, for example, I know the last thing I did, I used the bathroom, for example. So now I'm certain about what? That I don't have wudu in that moment. What I'm doubting about is what? Did I make wudu afterwards? I know that usually I always make wudu after I come out from the bathroom. I always make wudu. But in that instant, in that moment, did I make wudu or not? So I have doubt in what? Having wudu or not. So therefore, the standard rule is what? You don't. Because the certainty is that you use the bathroom, and the doubt that you made wudu or not. If it was the opposite, like I know I made wudu, but I'm not sure if I use the bathroom or not, or if I lost my wudu or not, then the standard rule that you do have wudu. So that just in general rules of fiqh, similar to this principles. But here the Prophet ﷺ is speaking about matters of taqwa and piety of the heart. That's what it matters to him. That's the piety of the heart. Like there are certain things out of doubtful. And we explain this hadith in details in Ta'seel class on Wednesday. We talk about it in details. And we talked about the meaning of riba, the meaning of sadaq, and all that kind of things. So here, as a believer, I always need to stay, I need to remove uncertainty and doubts from my heart as much as possible. Like I need to fill it with lots of certainty, Jama'ah. How do I do that? So the Prophet ﷺ says here, and he gave us example. قال فإن الصدق طمأنينة. Truth and being truthful brings you what? Gives you peace of mind. Being truthful and the truth itself brings you peace of mind. Why is that, Jama'ah? Because there's nothing to hide. I'm not hiding my lie. I'm not hiding my insecurities. I'm not trying to, you know, alter something or even imagine and fantasize something never happened just to make it sound like it happened. So I'm not trying to fabricate anything. I'm telling the truth as it is. Whether people like it or not, whether people they want to take it or not, that's not my business. My business is just telling the truth as it is. If people don't want to believe in it, that's their problem, not my problem anymore. But telling the truth makes you strong. Makes you strong because you're not shaking, you're not doubtful of what you're saying. So that makes you strong and you stay firm, and that's what brings peace of mind. قال والكذب ريبة. Lying and falsehood is doubt, or makes you always doubtful. Why is that? Because you're worrying about what? Being exposed all the time. You're worried. Even if it passes this time, you're still worried about what? What if they find out? What if someone investigates more? What if this comes back again? What if? So have tons of what ifs, and those what ifs are the doubts that will keep eating you up until you start kind of like have no peace of mind whatsoever. So yeah, you would like to have peace of mind in this life? Then be truthful. Have that self, tell the truth and be truthful. Because if you don't, you're going to suffer the absence of peace of mind. Again, telling the truth is not contingent upon people accepting it. No. It's about, in itself, it's a value. And you're going to have to, you have to adhere to it. People take it from you or not, that's up to them, not up to you. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Any questions, Jama? Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. But you forget what though?
Like, you know, for example, if I did two or.
Okay, so you're doubtful if you do two or one, right? So the question, if I was making sujood and I made a long dua, it was so long that I lost count of how many sajda I did. So is that my second sajda or was it one sajda? Is it one sajda or second sajda? So now you're doubtful, right? So what do you do in this case? What's the most certain thing right now in this situation?
Well,
that doesn't matter. Do sajda. I'm not talking about sajda sahur right now. You already need to make sure that you do two sajda first, right? That's what matters right now. So even if you did sajda sahu, if you haven't fixed that sajda first, we'll have a problem. So what is your certainty right now? Your certainty is you have one.
Yeah.
Your certainty is you have one.
But sometimes you think, okay, I've already done two.
I know. Bear with me. If you're right now making sajda, and you're thinking, is that my second sajda or my first sajda? My second or first sajda? So for sure, this could be what? One. So you're doubting if you have done the second or not. So in this case, what do you need to do? Do another sajda. What if it came out to be a third sajda afterwards?
Right.
If you later on remember, oh my God, that must be the third one, because now I remember in the first sajda I made this dua, and the second sajda I made this dua, for example. So that must be the third one right now. In this case, you do sujood as-sahu and you're fine. You're fine. So what if I'm making sujood now in my sajda, I'm saying, oh my God, is that the second sajda or third sajda? Second or third? So what do you do in this case? We assume this must be what? It must be two. But you still need to do sujood as-sahu anyway. So at least to help, inshallah, fix that part with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, if you're doubting the sujood, if this is my third sajda or fourth sajda, third sajda, fourth sajda, go make wudu. That's better for you. You must have slept probably, Ani. No. Thanks a lot. Like if someone is asking you about somebody or something? Well, I mean, the Prophet ﷺ, the question is about if someone is asking a question, they need to be truthful with their question, so at least be able to answer them and give them the correct answer. If they're not being truthful, whatever answer they get does not necessarily mean it's a correct answer. Because the answer only comes out in accordance to what? Your question. That's why when the Prophet ﷺ, he heard two people arguing in the masjid, and he came out to them ﷺ, to come to try to rule between them. So when they came to him, the Prophet ﷺ says, قَالْ إِنَّكُمْ تَحْتَكِمُونَ إِلَيْهِ You're coming to me for arbitration and for judgment. He said, فَلَعَلَّ بَعْضَكُمْ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَلْحَنَ بِحُجَّتِهِ مِنْ بَعْضٍ. Some of you are more eloquent than others. So when they speak nicely, better than other ones. فَأَقْضِي لَهُ عَلَى نَحْوِ مَا أَسْمَعَ. And I'm going to be judging based on what I heard. Not based on what the truthful facts. Because I don't know even if the truth was given to me. So he said, فَإِنَّمَا أَقْضِي عَلَى نَحْوِ مَا أَسْمَعَ. I only rule based on what I hear from you. فَمَنْ قَضَيْتُ لَهُ بِحَقِّ أَخِيهِ. If I rule for you something that is not yours and belongs to your brother, فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ قَطْعَةٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. That's a piece of fire. فَلْيَأْخُذْهَا أَوْ لِيَتْرُكْهَا. Take it or leave it. So again, if someone goes to a mufti and asks him questions, don't try to hide. If you're really looking for the honest answer, just say it and give them the truthfulness about the situation. Now obviously, the mufti usually is responsible sometimes to investigate and ask questions to get to know exactly what the person really means so you can give them the right answer. But one thing that people really don't understand, the difference between fatwa and arbitration or tahkim, like the Prophet mentioned this hadith over here. So they come to the imam and they said, my wife, she did this, my wife, she said that. She said, what is the hukum on this? And the sheikh says, astaghfirullah, a'udhu billah, that's not right. She shouldn't be doing that. So he goes and he flies all the way around the road, says, I asked the sheikh, and the sheikh said so and so. Ya akhi, these issues are not fatwa matters. These are now litigations. If you claim your spouse says something, if the wife comes to complain about her husband and she claims he did something or said something, or the other wife, again, that's not a fatwa question anymore. You have to ask the other person. You have to investigate. If you want to ask them, give the answer to begin with. Wallahu ta'ala. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.